crossing the road into St. Stephen's Green, having walked up Grafton Street. Oh, it feels amazing to be back, as if I were, you know, a UCD student in first year in 1968, into this park. The only thing different is that in those days there were not three traffic wardens dressed in illuminated jackets standing on the grass a short distance away from me. What in God's name three traffic wardens are doing there? I won't photograph them in case they take offence. But I'm walking past the O'Donovan Rossa stone entering St. Stephen's Green. And I haven't looked at Twitter in about 4 hours. And the reason is that I've been involved in an enthralling, unbelievable drama at the table in Carluccio's in Dublin. The drama starts with a man sitting at a table by himself, waiting for another guy. There's obviously a story connected with the man because he has a moleskin notebook open on the table in front of him, an unlined moleskin notebook. Enter the second man, who sits down at the table and opens another moleskin notebook, this time a lined one. They talk to each other. After a while, out of the blue, arrives the third character in the drama, a woman, who one of the men has mistakenly assumed is a man. She sits at the table, has never met either of them before. She takes out a red notebook, which she describes as a cheap notebook, and says that she also has used a moleskin notebook, or else intends to use one. The three of them have conversation, tell stories, invent stories, and a little later, another character arrives at the table. The whole thing takes place while a waiter comes to the table and delivers coffee and delivers a cake. Conversation takes place and the drama continues. Eventually, the last person to enter is the first person to leave. Exit stage right. On the way, a number of schemes have been hatched, and the agreement at the table is that the experience we've had at that table is archetypical story of our time. The woman says goodbye. The two men walk briefly up Grafton Street. Both say goodbye to each other. And now I find myself wandering, lonely as a crowd, through a park I walked with the composer I'm going to meet this evening, Bill Whelan, back in the days when we were both students in UCD in 1968, 69, 70 and 71. Bye-bye.